If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers. Hello, gorgeous. Happy Wisdom Wednesday and welcome back to my platform. I was just tinkering around with my setup. I just got a brand new ring light and sis, the light is lighting, like literally let there be light. So I am super distracted with that, but I'm glad that you're here. In today's video, we are talking all about three signs that your boundaries blow and you may need some support. So grab a pen, tag a friend. We're going to dive right into it. Super excited about this content, okay? So I talked to you guys for months about creating main character energy, walking in it, embodying it. And then this week, I've really shared that one of the things that I really got to strengthen and focus on when I decided to become the main character of my life was creating stronger boundaries around everything. And sometimes, most times, people don't even recognize that their boundaries are the cause of some of their, most of their distress. Yeah, your boundaries. So these three things right here are things to look out for, things that you might want to just cue in on that need strengthening, that needs support so that you can live a better, more productive, healthier, more rounded life, okay? So first things first is you struggle with saying no. You struggle with saying no. And if you are a people pleaser, you're already like, okay, girl, why is you yelling? But seriously, I was that girl. I wanted to say yes to everyone. I didn't want people to be disappointed in me. I did not want people to think I was squandering my talents or gifts. I did not want to upset anybody. I didn't want people to be mad. And so I would say yes all the time. Yes, I can be there. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can handle that. And then I felt like overwhelmed. I talk to my coach all the time about, I'm like, my calendar is getting cramped. I'm getting like that paralysis that I get when I see so many things filling in on my calendar. And that is because you say yes to too many things. When you start filtering what you are saying yes to, your yeses become more meaningful. If you say yes to everything, people just start asking you to do everything because they know you're going to do it. You get to filter your time. You get to assess your calendar. You get that opportunity to say, you know what? That honestly doesn't fit my schedule. I would love to support you. Is there some other way that I can do that? Maybe it's a monetary donation. Maybe for me, lots of times people will ask me to guest train and I'm like, actually, can I drop you a recording? I'm working during that time. So the answer isn't necessarily no. It's just not yes in the fashion that they need it. So start to assess your yes. Are you saying it too frequently? That might be a sign that we need to strengthen your boundaries, okay? Which leads us to number two, you take on more tasks than you can handle. This is for my girlies whose your plate is super heavy all the time. It's super full. Or my dad always says, ooh, your eyes were bigger than your stomach when you got more food on your plate than you can handle. Because we want to say yes, because of that fear of disappointing people, you're just like, okay, okay, okay. And then you're left swimming in this like swamp of overwhelm because it's too much. This is for my girls who the boss says, I need somebody to stay late. You're like, I got it. Or one of your peers is like, I need somebody to cover this. And you're like, I got it. And then your honey is like, well, can you swing by and get dinner? I got it. And every single thing just starts piling up. And soon your hands are so full that you can't even see straight. And you're left with all these tasks and you're left with all these responsibilities. And then you don't like yourself very much. And you're angry with everyone around you because you're like, who am I? Cinderella? Why do they think I want to do all these things? Everybody just dumps on me. And it's like, is everyone dumping on you or has your behavior taught them to rely on you to pick up the slack? If you constantly find yourself
picking up the slack, if you constantly find yourself as the pick up the shift girl, as the do the extra work girl, as the it's okay, you can skip our dinner date for something else girl, there's a chance you need better boundaries. Which leads us to number three is you often feel misused, depleted, or taken for granted. People come to me all the time and they're like, Kayla, I don't understand. I do this for him. I do that for him. I go this place for her. I do that for her. I've given all of my money, all of my time. She drives my car. I pick up the shifts. And they just don't appreciate me. And I have to be like, okay, I hear you. I see you. But let's just consider we teach people how they treat us. And if you teach people that you're a vacuum cleaner, that you're going to pick up all the junk, that you're going to clean up after them, that you're always going to do the hard work, the dirty work, the mean girl work, that you're always going to pick up the pieces, what can we expect them to do in return, right? So if you find yourself constantly saying yes, if you find yourself constantly burning that candle at both ends, never having time or space for yourself because you're always going that extra mile over and beyond, doing more than the other person because you want to be that team player. You want to be the girl who's got everybody's back. And then you are sad and crying and depleted because everybody else left the office to go to a party. And you picked up everybody's work, so you're doing case notes and phone calls and sales calls and doing all these extra things because you wanted to be the partner, you wanted to be the best person, then we really have to assess, where can we create better boundaries? What is your role in this? See, the wonderful thing about recognizing that you are your problem is that you, my love, are your solution. And so my challenge this week is for you to do a time audit. I want you to really sit down and audit out your day. What do you spend your time doing? How much time are we spending just mindlessly scrolling or texting? And how much time are we spending doing things you don't truly want or desire to do? And when I mean that, sis, I'm not mean working, okay? We got to go to work because our kids got to eat. We've got bills, all these things. But how many additional tasks are you taking on because you don't want to disappoint people? And what exactly are you sacrificing when you take on these additional tasks? Rest time, your exercise time, your reading time, your grocery shopping time. What are you sacrificing for that? Okay. Secondly, assess your yes. I want you to document for the rest of the week. Every time you say yes to something, when somebody needs a favor, when somebody wants somebody to go the extra mile, do something extra, stay late. I want you to assess your yes. Do you mean this yes with your gut? Do you mean it? Can you stand on it? If at any point it's a say no, I promise you they will find someone else. The wonderful thing about being the protagonist in your story, the main character in your story, is that they will find another villain. And if you become the villain, they're going to find another hero. And life will go on. It will be different, but life will go on, okay? Lastly, I want you to identify at least one place where you can delegate or offload some tasks. What can you do differently? Who else can you call on to assist you? Where can you say no? Can you ask your kids to help you fold the laundry? Can you ask your honey to put up the groceries or the dishes or to take out the trash? Can you use ClickList or Instacart for grocery shopping? Where can we offload? Okay. Where can we set some boundaries around our time, our space, our resources, our mental health, and how can we apply that? Okay. I am super excited that you're here. Coming up this weekend on Saturday, I have a live training in the Green Room. If you don't know, the Green Room is my subscription community here on Facebook. It is just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers. Ooh, super excited about that. So you're going to want to get in on that ground level. You'll be grandfathered in at 99 cents. And we're going to talk about this is your life. It's your life. How we start really defining that narrative, how we start stepping into our main character energy, how we start walking in our power, how we start to create those boundaries so that we can truly stand in ourselves, in our authenticity, and take our power back. And if you're ready for that, you're going to want to get in the green room, okay? I'm going to drop the link at the bottom of this live. I love you. I want the best for you. I cannot wait to chat with you soon. Have a wonderful Wednesday on purpose, and we will chat in the next one. Bye, girl.